This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, well, well. Look who came crawling back to the graveyard. Couldn't get enough of the epic tale which we weave, which I read from a book. I'm chained to a big book in a graveyard, and you're back. You're one to talk. You disgust me. Oh, you're gross. Oh, it's Rude Tales of Magic.
Welcome back to Rude Tales of Magic, the show critics are asking for by name at the podcast grocery store. Our heroes have landed safely and said their tearful goodbyes to the gliding men. The familiar, counterclockwise winds of the teenage woods are at your backs. Could things finally be looking up for you? I don't know. I don't know anything. A strong guy hits me extremely hard in the head every night, erasing my memories. I hope our show is good. I have no way of knowing. You talk now to the local spike salesman.
We're sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. It's just that a gliding man, a wicked one I could tell, fell down and died on my spikes. Well, I think he was already dead.
You seem so familiar. What is your name?
My name? My name is Spike Salesingman.
Spike Salesingman? You did the Bonesby Manor, yes? About 10 years ago?
Holy shit!
You did my spikes!
I sold you spikes!
The spikes in my moat!
How'd you like them?
They worked so well up until when they didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well,
I didn't clean them.
You do have to keep the spikes clean. If they get dirty, they don't become sharp.
Stacked up with too many bodies.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That
you got to take
problem.
The bodies off. It's
so
not the dirt, it's the bodies.
Yeah, a crowd ran right across them.
I understand. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of enemies.
I did.
Sounds like you could use a spike salesman.
Oh, don't start now.
All right.
I'm a little bit too mobile.
Actually, ABC, I understand.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Do we want any spikes? Sir, we're about to fight a giant heart.
Well, then you could use some spikes.
I think that might work.
Why would I deny you the spikes? Why wouldn't I sell you spikes? I'm Spike Salesingman.
And while we're talking about it, have you heard anything about a giant heart?
Oh, I've heard all sorts of strange tales, rumors about some sort of giant heart in the Soaking Valley. Yes, yes. Why? Why do you bring it up? Oh, you're going to be fighting that heart? Well, you're going to need a spike to do that.
Can you, like, share any of those rumors?
Oh, yeah. What have you heard?
Yeah.
I've heard that there's a big glowing heart that's taken over the Soaking Valley.
No,
seems to be nefarious.
Yeah,
people don't want to
be
around there.
Okay.
You know, a spike would go a long way.
Ah, but what if it's a type of heart that you put spike in and spike come out? If we remember what it was like fighting this thing last time.
Right.
Oh, are you saying this is like a big heart? You put something into the heart and then things come out of the heart that are like that?
Ironic, eh?
Oh, you're not going to want spikes?
No.
If only I was a pillow salesman.
All right, I've buried the body.
Oh, I wish I had known. And Bella is holding two ankles.
Oh. What did you think I was doing?
Bathroom?
Come here. Come on, let's go put him in.
Okay.
I also thought bathroom, I have to admit.
Actually, can I take him?
Hello? Sure.
How are we feeling on these spikes?
They look like great spikes, man.
I feel like I talked myself out of a sale there.
it does seem like this isn't quite the opportunity.
Small
for
spikes. He opens up like a little sardine can. Tiny little spikes in here. They're really more thumbtacks than spikes, but well,
Would you ever like put those spikes on a pair of brass knuckles?
Whoa.
Oh, that's a very good idea. Because the brass knuckles would do a lot of damage, but with spikes, they do extra damage. I'm all about damage.
Stir Fry is sitting crisscross applesauce right by
right in front of the spikes, and you can see that there are rats that he is controlling, going between the spikes and licking them clean from blood and other gut.
Thank you so much for cleaning my spikes. It'll make them easier to sell.
Yes, of course. If you are selling me those spikes, I wouldn't mind getting the one with the brass knuckles.
Sure, I could put these spikes onto brass knuckles.
We don't have any brass knuckles. It was just an idea I was pitching.
Well, luckily I have brass knuckles. I wear them all the time. I get robbed very often. People want my spikes. Oh, they want them desperately. At first, when the gliding man fell onto the spikes and died, I thought he was trying to steal the spikes. Quickly, I was able to understand that that's not the case. He was simply dead.
I guess he was dying to buy those spikes.
That's very good. That's extremely good.
Yes.
That's the second thing I've ever heard you say, and I like it.
So speaking of the dead man, Albie is going to go with Cordelia to put those ankles in a grave.
Now,
pretty fun, right?
Eat your
Smooth.
Heart out, other transitioners.
Oh, Albie, that's great to hear, because I thought you were keeping those feet.
No, I don't want feet.
You were like, I'll have the feet. And I was like, that seems weird. She's a vegetarian.
Yeah. Oh, no. And I definitely don't want to eat them. No, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay, but don't. I didn't actually bury the body. I just threw it in the woods.
Oh. Albie flings the feet into the woods.
I digged a hole for like 1 minute. It was so hard.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of work.
Boring.
Yeah, it's boring. So, remember how we are the ones responsible for sending the college to hell?
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about going to hell and looking at all of the people that we sent there and wondering if you had any thoughts about what you were going to say.
I'm not that type of thinker.
Okay. I feel like I want to have like a thing. I just want to be on the same page, you know?
Sure.
Like we're saying the same thing.
Like we did it.
You want to tell them we did it?
We didn't. I mean, I don't. This is the first time I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
And I'm looking at your face and reevaluating.
I just think there might be some people, like people who were in the room with us saying the same words as us that might know.
Definitely.
And they might have already told everybody.
True. So should we follow their lead?
I think we should just say, like, yeah, we did it. We'll do it again. Don't mess with us.
Yeah, we're bad bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mothra, Tau Delta.
Yeah.
And okay. Flip Cup emerges from the woods, chewing on the body that you threw into the woods.
Oh, hey, Flip Cup.
Hey, it's us, the three bad bitches.
Amen.
Amen.
There's some more feet over there.
Feet?
Yeah.
Oh, human eater's delight.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Since we're about to go to hell and everything.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm really sorry about the whole Bello thing. And, I mean, I'm not sorry that I'm dating him, but I'm sorry that it got weird. And I just, you're still my best friend, and I just want to clear the air before we die.
Yes. Good. Cool. Great. Yeah. I have been avoiding you a little bit.
I know.
Okay. Wasn't sure if that was clear or not.
But, it was.
Okay. I'll try and stop. I don't know. It's just weird, and I'm trying to not be weird.
Okay.
Because we're both moved on with a Grammio.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. What a holiday season that will be.
Hell yeah!
Yeah! Okay, seriously, they were gonna die, and I just want to be cool.
I'm not sure I've processed that yet, but yeah, I think we're cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Albie's going to climb onto Cordelia's back
and
go, charge!
She does. Cordelia goes and runs back to the group.
And that's all of the types of spikes that there are. And as I said at the beginning of this speech, I will not repeat myself.
No!
I'm sorry. Keep them wanting more. That's the name of the game in spike salesmanship.
Do you have a card?
I do. Here it is. But careful, there's spikes on it.
Albie lets him put it in her skeletal hand.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
The name on that card is Spike Salesingman.
Got it.
I believe.
It was so nice to meet you, and I'm sorry about your surprise tragedy from the sky.
Not a tragedy for me. Weird to see, but not a tragedy at all. No, a tragedy for me would be if my entire family exploded.
Okay, I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope so, too. I love them dearly. It's why I sell these spikes.
Yeah.
To support them.
To support them! Yeah. Yes! Oh! Oh, comrades!
Hey, comrades!
Yes!
Hey, real quick. Has there been a lot of activity on the main road?
There has. There's been quite a bit of people coming from the Soaking Valley on the main road. Yes, yes. A lot of witch hunters on that main road.
Oh.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Wait a second.
Goodbye.
I know. Oh, goodbye.
Bye.
Well, never mind. I'll stop putting those pieces together.
Thank you, comrade.
comrades!
Bello takes off into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
His friends in tow.
That's me!
And off into those woods you go. You travel into the teenage woods. It's the teenage woods, baby. You guys have been here before. Not in this exact spot, but you know these woods. These familiar woods. These familiar counterclockwise winds. This is familiar terrain.
Yeah, Albie's feeling a little bit better than she's been feeling lately. Like, it just feels good to be in familiar territory, breathing the air she breathed most of her life. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's starting to, like, regain some confidence.
So we had an awfully hard time facing Mother, I've been reminded, when we realized that big spikes wouldn't do the trick. And, you know, I've got a real itch. I've got to tell you. To check out this big, freaky book on my back. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's got some cool spells to kill big blue hearts. What do you think?
Maybe it has something about Mother in it itself. I mean, we don't know the Mother's origins. Perhaps she herself is a demon.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We should check really the index point. Under M.
For Mother.
Now that's a literate boy talking, and I love it. All right.
I've had some college.
Yeah, so Frederick reverently places the book on the ground. Frederick, make an arcana roll.
10.
At 10, you hear the book hissing in your ear. I hate you. I hate you. And hate everything. And the book flies open, and the pages begin turning and turning and turning.
No! Frederick slams his arms down on the book, pinning the pages down, and then goes to wrestle them back. He's like, no! No, you listen to me, book! You are meant to be read start to finish, same as any other! I will start with your table of contents, you naughty thing!
And you slam the book down, and you make a strength... You have to make a strength roll against the book's strength. What do you do?
12.
12? You do pretty good, actually, Frederick. That's not bad. It's just a book, after all.
And I'm a little guy.
Oh, no. It's a damned and infernal book. Oh, no. The book is struggling against you. It knows you're trying to go to the table of contents. And instead, it opens to the very, very first page, which reads... To my Aunt Elizabeth. I'm sorry that I stole the B in your name and replaced it with an R. Also, your skull got turned into candy, which I'm sorry about. I hope this book will make it so that kids stop eating your skull, killing you instantly. The book begins shaking and shaking and vibrating and vibrating and vibrating, and it flips and flips and flips. It overpowers you, Frederick. A 12 was pretty good. It was good enough to get to the beginning of it. It knocks you over, and it turns and turns and turns, and the pages are flying and flying and flying, and it finally lands on the page that it has chosen. The book opens to a tea-stained page, displaying a line drawing of a smiling man made of mushrooms who, despite being connected to the ground, moves like he's doing the keep on truck and walk. Small fungal growths dot the page. The title reads, Shiitake Tomboy, also known as Pomplamoose Big Boy, also known as Bukkake Tomorrow, also known as Kevin Dimensions, also known as Pooping Wednesdays, also known as Shadowfax Pill Addiction, also known as Mitsubishi Frankenstein, also known as, and the book flips forward several pages, finally with the final name, Tim Platt Ploppings. Shiitake Tomboy is a newly discovered and relatively benign strain of growing demon. Demons who move up from hell, through the soil, and into our world. Despite his placid, phlegmatic temperament, he is an invasive species, and any readers who encounter him are encouraged to exterminate him, unpleasant as the thought may be. Shiitake Tomboy takes the form of a sentient fungus, which communicates through non-invasive telepathy. He is almost completely immobile, but spreads slowly by absorbing travelers and adventuring parties. It is rumored that all of Cordelia will one day be consumed by him, At the risk of editorializing, I hope that doesn't happen. Virginia's notes are bullet pointed in the margins in perfect Times New Roman font. The first bullet point reads, Shiitake Tomboy seems to be a good enough fellow. He offered to absorb me and Joshi and usher us into a psychedelic paradise where our bodies would never grow old and we could shed the shackles of our egos and personalities. We declined out of respect for our mission. Second bullet point. Shiitake Tomboy did something funny to Joshi that made him start talking about how important certain guitar solos are. Didn't care for that one bit, but I have to admit, it made my heart happy to see Joshi so calm, even for a few hours. The final bullet point. Shiitake seems to be running on the same engine as that mother demon that was giving Cordelia and her friends such trouble in the Soken Valley and got my attention in the first place. See the mother entry on page 550, and at that, the book begins shaking and shaking and vibrating, and it slams itself closed.
Oh, God, fuck it!
Fuck you.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Okay, but wait, that's interesting. So mother might be an invasive species of demon?
It seems they had similar absorption things.
But didn't mother call herself, like, the heart of the teenage woods?
I think mother lied about staff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever remember a giant blue heart under the ground when I was growing up. Doesn't mean it wasn't there, but I just, it felt fishy to me. I think it's
okay.
A lie.
Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't she say that, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Fred.
Hmm? Bilal?
Can I give that book a try?
Why not?
I am half demon after all.
I always forget. Yeah, go for it.
Bella's going to try and flip to the page.
Yeah, absolutely. Before you do that, but trying to just flip to the page, you're handed this book, this extremely heavy sentient book, which does not appreciate being handed to you. The absolute first thing you're going to need to do is make a wisdom saving throw.
Be careful, Bello.
Read bravely, Bello.
That is a 15.
A 15? All right, Bello, you feel the book's hatred for you surging through your body as soon as you touch it. It does not, you feel it moving up through your fingers, through your hand, through your arms, and it stops. Thank God you're strong.
Yes, knowledge has always resisted me, but I shall persevere.
But the book, it clenches itself closed tightly. It's like a constricted muscle.
Bello sees how tightly the book is bound and how tightly it's holding on to itself, and Bello begins to spin.
Whoa, holy shit. What? You spin? You begin spinulating?
Yes, I've done this a few times.
Well, but every time it shocks me.
Yes, and it happens once more.
It's dizzying.
The DM takes 20 confusion damage as you spin and spin. So your lower body just begins spinning?
Yes.
Describe that for me.
Where once legs appeared, now there's just a little tornado. You can barely make out any shapes. It's just a whipping, constant wind. And he holds the book to the point where the little tornado ends, almost threatening it with a maelstrom of wind.
The wind's unlatched the book.
And then Bello speaks, perhaps for the first time any of you have heard before in Infernal, and says, I love to learn.
And the book speaks in your head, but all you can hear is, then learn you shall. And the book flies open, and it begins moving of its own accord. It's as if its own winds are coming from inside of the book, and they're fighting against your spinulation, Bello. And they're fighting and fighting and fighting until finally the book opens to page infinity. And all you see is a title, which reads, The Void, or The Unpleasantness. There is nothing written on the page. It's as if the words have recently been sucked out of the very book itself. The book slams closed, and the latch relatches onto the book, and it locks with an echoing lock.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Thank you for showing me what you did.
Bello is saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, for all of those who don't speak Infernal.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Strifeye makes eye contact with Cordelia, looks at the book, looks back at Cordelia.
Yeah, Bello stops spinulating and throws the book to the ground.
Dibs on the book.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Good luck.
The way it's talking is the way that I like to be talked to.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Baby, why not?
Bonjour, mi amor. May I be the first to say bonjour?
All right, well, I'll just go ahead and put that back on my back.
And De Bonesby straps the book back on.
You hear those whispers, De Bonesby, these whispers that you said you're always hearing at a low volume. The book had been shouting and screaming, and it calms down, quieter, quieter, and quieter, and it joins the ebb and flow of those voices that you're always hearing.
That's right. Freddy never throw book. Freddy love book. All books.
It opened to a page on the void, but all the information was gone.
Typical. This guy sucks.
Do you think there was no entry on the void, Bella?
Well, I suppose the entry was a void, Stir-Fry.
Or the void took the entry away.
Oh.
Because it doesn't want to be known.
Frederick looks at his hand coated in pig shit and surrounded by bobbing pickled eggs in a jar.
I do fear this will not be a lasting solution for this thing.
Hmm. Okay, but in the meantime, other than knowing that Mother should be exterminated, because otherwise the world might be covered
in my
parts. Yeah. How did we get rid of it last time?
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo?
Yes, we used poo-poo. Poo-poo got in Mother.
Oh, poopus. Oh, my God, the baby!
We forgot the baby!
Oh, no.
No, I just set him down a few months ago.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! That's worse than sending this school to hell! No.
No, it's not.
It's not.
He lived a full life and then became a baby.
But it was still a baby.
But it was
still a baby. But then we got distracted by Kevin!
I thought we all knew and thought this was funny.
I don't know. I might have remembered once or twice, but I don't remember remembering a lot.
Oh, I remember a lot, and I thought we thought it was funny.
I would never knowingly abandon a child.
Freddy.
Okay, you're right. Okay, got me busted.
Exact personality.
Okay, but that is true. That is what happened. We did let Poopus go into Mother, and she was so grossed out because he is such a little beautiful weirdo. That she killed herself.
And you hear from behind you, what's all this planning I hear? And as you turn around, you see a large human man with rosy cheeks and a little sparkle in his eyes.
Oh, no.
He has a long white beard that smells of cinnamon and gentle pastries. He touches the side of his nose and he says, do we have a group of travelers and adventurers here?
Were you listening to our conversation?
I wasn't trying to. You were quite loud. I would never eavesdrop. I love manners, but I don't love them as much as kindness. Sometimes we have to be rude to do the right thing. Mm. Hopefully not now, though. I haven't introduced myself. My name is Bodega Dean Stanton.
Stupid.
Why, it's not stupid at all.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
It's just the name my parents gave me.
Oh, wow.
And I chose to keep it.
You seem so friendly.
I like to think of myself as friendly.
What brings you to the Teenage Woods?
Why, I live here. I'm one of the denizens of the Teenage Woods.
Hmm.
Do you fellows also call these woods your home?
I do.
That's incredible. Isn't it so nice to be home?
It is nice to be home.
Would you like to see my home?
We're
on our way to the
Soaking Valley.
And
I understand. You're welcome to go on your way, but if you'd like to stop and rest up and heal, maybe have a hot tea, maybe even a coffee, you're more than welcome to it.
Oh, which
coffee?
What's your home called?
My home called? Why, my home has many names. None of them are the nest.
I don't know. It sounds good. Maybe we could get a cup of coffee or a cup of coffee or a cup of coffee.
I was stabbed when we were flying.
Me too.
Would love Band-Aid.
I noticed some of you were bleeding.
If only we encountered a Band-Aid salesman and not a Spike salesman.
Oh, did you see Spike Salesingman?
Yeah, good guy.
A good guy with a dangerous job.
Sales.
Sales can be tough.
Um,
Buyers are cowards. Salesmen are courageous.
That's why they call it buyer's remorse.
Yes, they regret the way they live, and I can't say I blame them.
Bodega is your home nearby?
Why, of course it is. I don't like to travel, not like you brave adventurers.
I would love to do that, but I am looking at the group with eyes wide and pleading.
There's no point in doing what we have to do
hungry.
Without rest.
I tell you what. I welcome you into my cottage, but I will keep the front door open, so if ever you don't like what's going on, you're free to leave.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'd appreciate a goodbye, but if it doesn't come my way, I'll know I made a big mistake.
We could probably manage a goodbye, but yeah, lead on.
Well, then I will, and I'll walk this way. And as I do, my belly will shake like a bowl full of jelly.
Oh, you don't have to...
What? Yeah. I like that about myself.
Oh, good.
Look at it go! Wee!
You're pretty jolly.
Yes, I am. I'm a right jolly old elf.
Oh, you're an elf.
No, I'm a human.
Oh.
Oh, I see why that would be confusing, though. We live in a world with elves.
Yeah.
I've just never met one.
Really?
No, never met one.
You're lucky.
Well.
Dreadful people.
Oh, I'm sure they're fine.
There's a powerful elf family in this forest, the Lindsinghams.
Oh, the Lindsinghams.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. I didn't know they were elves. I mean, ho, ho, ho. Sorry for laughing wrong.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, I bet you're one of those people who really believes there's no wrong way to laugh.
Well, yes.
Is this your home?
Yes, it is. The cottage we're looking at now. Thank you. We might have stood outside of it all day. Won't you walk right in to my beautiful home?
And this is the kitchen?
Yeah, whoa, already we're inside. I was going to describe the outside of my home.
Why is this your bedroom?
Yes, you're welcome to look around in there, but I wasn't going to show
you. And this is your toilet?
This is my toilet. It's yours to use. I know how adventurers hate going in the woods.
I don't. I worship Natura.
Oh, well, then you're welcome to use my backyard, front yard, or either of my side yards.
Okay, be right back.
Goodbye. The rest of you, though, there is another bathroom upstairs if you like it.
Great. Yeah, I'm a Polaris guy.
Sure, inside. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it all too well.
Cordelia has a mug that has a picture of a cookie on it
mm-hmm.
that has a big bite taken out of it.
That's one of my favorite mugs. And you'll find that the coffees and teas you drink out of that mug will make you a little bit more healthy. Doctors love it. They hate doing their job.
She's holding the mug sort of in both hands cozily, and she thinks to herself, the headache is already gone and I haven't even taken a sip.
Yes, that's the mug's properties.
I was thinking that.
Luckily, all of the mugs here have properties like that. Would you like one? And Sir Fry, he hands you a mug with a little reindeer on it.
Oh, thank you very much. And this coffee I can have?
It can be coffee, it can be tea, it can be anything you want except poison, which I do not stock in my home.
That's fine with me.
Makes sense, right? I would die.
I will take some coffee. In fact, you're lucky I'm talking to you before I had my coffee.
I'm sorry for talking to you before you've had your coffee.
I'm joking. I'm enjoying talking to you, but sometimes when I get around
Look, I'm a fan of what they write on shirts. I understand what you're doing.
Oh, hey, yeah.
They've got some funny shirts out there.
Oh, they really do.
Yes. Oh, I had, it's like a loading...
Yeah.
Bar that we have in this world, and it's like sarcasm loading.
Have you seen the shirt?
Oh, that goes hard.
Yeah.
Have you seen the shirt that says, it just says,
some shirts do.
It just says, stop reading my shirt.
Oh, yeah, but it's too late.
Yeah,
by the time I've comprehended the shirt, I've made a mistake.
Yes.
I love that.
Bodega, do you have a spouse or a family?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I'm a bachelor.
You speak with almost mournful tone. Do you long for companionship?
Of course I do. It's why I invite adventurers and travelers into my home.
You want to marry one of us?
And his face gets even brighter and redder, like a single cherry in a bowl.
A single cherry in a bowl, constantly growing redder and redder.
Getting redder and redder. You know how when there's one cherry in a bowl,
it gets dangerous.
It gets too red, you can't even look at it? An infrared cherry. I didn't want to be presumptuous, but if one of you wanted to marry me, I would be charmed by that. I did once have a wife, but she was so tall.
How tall was she?
Too tall. They say her head touched the sun.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, they just tried to make it fun for me because I was so sad when she died of being too tall.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She died of being too tall?
Oh, she was much taller than you, don't worry.
Oh, God, she's don't scare me like that.
Hey, what properties...
Many thought she was a tree.
What properties does this mug have?
Hold on. Was she a tree?
She was a tree.
Yeah.
But she was also alive.
Oh, well, she's a... Okay,
but in the animal way.
Oh, neat.
The mug you're holding there?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the little snowman on it?
Yeah.
Well, hey, why don't you take a sip and find out?
Okay, I'll enjoy some plain tea. Bello takes a sip.
Roll 1d8 for me.
Yeah, of course.
Bello, you are a wild man.
Branson, that's a 4.
Yeah, you gain 4 hit points.
Ooh. Stirfry then takes a sip of his coffee.
Why, is that a sip of coffee you're taking there?
You darn right it is, pal.
Won't you roll a d8 for me?
Gladly. 2.
You regain 2 hit points. He says, sorry that your sip wasn't as good as your friend's.
It's all right.
Cordelia takes a sip of her coffee.
Won't you roll a d8 for me?
6.
You regain 6 hit points.
And Freddy looks at his gaping sword wound, and then to the cup, and then at his friends, and goes, oh! And he takes a sip.
Roll a d8 for me.
7.
You regain 7 hit points. Why, look at that. Your cut is healing up beautifully.
Brand new man.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, these are incredible mugs. I mean, if I were you, I'd give these as gifts to everyone around. I mean, I guess to only the good people.
And of course I will. They're yours to have.
Albie comes back in. She's like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't make up my mind. You have such beautiful yards.
I know. 4 yards to choose from. Which one would you poop in? Or
do you
want
to know?
None of my business.
Okay.
I will find out later.
I don't.
Maybe
leave
I won't. Oh, that answers. So now we know it was pee.
Okay.
I won't find out.
Albie's blushing really hard.
I'm sorry. I've made a mistake. The front door's open. If you'd like to leave.
No, I'm okay. I was just wondering if you had any herbal teas.
Of course, I have herbal teas.
Do not give that body caffeine.
Excuse me? Oh, we have caffeine-free herbal teas.
Okay,
great.
I myself love bedtimes. I have a sleepy time. I have a feeling that a sleepy time tea for this person would just sort of cancel out a lot of what's going on.
I would love to try it. I never
sure.
have.
Here's a mug with a little bear falling asleep in a big chair.
Albie.
Thank you. Yeah?
Do you consider yourself an anxious person?
Freddy.
What?
To Bonesby.
What?
Do you guys think I'm anxious?
I just thought she's determined.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't want to speak out of turn here.
You know what I've always thought?
Don't.
Anxiety is the body getting excited and the brain saying, I don't like that. If only we could remind the brain, it's not so bad to be excited.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I've heard that depression is anger turned inwards.
Okay, I'm going to try some tea now.
Take a big sip. Roll a big D8.
Take a big sip.
I said I think I depression.
Sure, that's enough. That's enough.
And artfully, we all looked away.
4.
That's 4 hit points. All yours. Do with them what you want.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're welcome to stay here and sleep on my incredibly comfortable couch.
I know it didn't go well last time, but...
I'll stay up. You all get some rest.
Yeah?
That's the way we do things here. We shouldn't all sleep at the same time. He's very nice, but come on, we all know what's up. Everyone get some sleep. I'll stay up and we'll do shifts.
Well, first we should, before we go to bed, we should probably have dinner, right? Should we go out and scavenge for some...
Why, you don't have to scavenge for anything. I could feed you gingerbread. I could feed you cookies. I could feed you Christmas goose.
I mean, that sounds good as an entree.
Sure.
Freddy starts... pounding the table, going, Christmas ghost! Christmas ghost! Christmas ghost!
Freddy, we're guests.
And I'm a host, which means I must serve you your food.
Goddamn right!
He opens a door and looks in the door. It looks nothing like anything else in the house. You can see he looks. He goes, oh dear! And he closes the door. On the other side of the door, you see newspaper clippings. There's red yarn connecting all of the newspaper clippings. And there's no time to get a good look though because he closes the door and says, "Oh, I'm so sorry." What I meant to do was go into this room here, the room where I keep the food. He opens another door. It's full of delicious food.
Branson, could we get a good look at any of those newspaper clippings?
Could you make a perception roll with disadvantage for me? It was very quick.
10.
10? You're able to look in there. They're pretty far away. It's tough to like read newspaper text from far away. It's on the far wall in another room. The room is not especially well lit. It's unlike any of the other rooms in the house. All you got was the vibe of the room that I described.
And here it is, your food. A Christmas goose for all.
That was fast.
Don't worry. I also have gingerbread and cookies.
Bodega, sorry.
Bodega Dean Stanton is my name.
Quick question, what was that one room?
Well, that's a very personal question.
I'm sorry.
I hope it's okay if I draw a boundary. I think I'm entitled.
All right.
Good man.
I would love gingerbread cookies, thank you.
Fantastic. I'll just put them all out on the table and you can take what you want.
Are you gonna have any?
No, I won't be eating any of this.
Freddy.
But to demonstrate that it's safe, I will have a little bit of that goose.
Cheddar!
At that, time freezes, and this man's eyes are changed, and Cheddar looks back at you, and he's got a piece of Christmas goose in his mouth. He goes,
you're welcome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
That's a goose.
Okay, enjoy. And she runs over to the room that had the red yarn.
Where the fuck am I right now? What's going on?
I don't know. A lovely little cottage.
This is something weird.
And as you do that, can you make an investigation roll for me?
Love to. 9.
Okay. 9? Mm-hmm. So you go over to open the door, and the door's locked.
Yeah. Okay. She just she shakes it.
You shake and you shake. It's still locked. Shaking it did not unlock the door.
Okay. She does a quick like scan with her hand across the top of the molding to see if there's a key up there.
Make another investigation roll.
Okay. Ooh.
15. You find a little key.
Hey. Okay, she takes it and quickly shoves it into the lock.
Okay, keys go right into locks. You don't have to roll for that.
Hell yeah.
It clicks and the door opens.
Okay, she scans. She scans the press clippings.
Yes. Cordelia.
Uh-oh, what?
There's paper from the Soaking Valley.
Yeah.
All about a breakout in jail.
Uh-oh.
Seems to be about you guys.
Uh-oh.
There's headlines from Rules Haven. Remember how there was just enough time after Bello changed all the rules? Like one issue of the press, you know, the paper went to
press. The evening edition.
Evening edition news is up about a new tiefling who's changing all the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every single newspaper clipping in here is about you guys to one degree or another. Your wanted posters are up.
Yes.
There's red yarn connecting all of these things. There's a map of the Cordelia, all of the places that you guys have been to. The red thread is connecting all of it.
Okay, she closes the door again, locks it, puts the key up.
Fantastic.
Runs back to the table, and in front of everyone, she moves one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sits back down in her spot.
And Treader is eating.
This is delicious. This is the way to get this in the diner.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Okay, you can go whenever.
Oh. Oh, you're using me tactically?
No, it's both. It's both.
That's fine. I'm amazed you never do it. It's fine to do.
It's just really, really nice to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. I got a bone. Or he got a bone. If I leave right now,
yeah,
he might.
Yeah, can you deal with
it? Yeah, hold on. There we go.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you around.
Bye.
Time returns.
She looks. Her eyes are darting around at her friends.
Albie goes to pick up her tea where she thought she left it and instead puts her entire hand in her tea mug.
Oh, be careful.
Ow! Hey!
Tea can be so healing, but it can be so hard on a hand.
Yeah, that's not where I... Her eyes dart over to Cordelia.
Cordelia nods.
Albie, a little goose might help. Oh, right. Sorry. No, you don't. I'll just have this. You don't need goose.
She's a vegetarian.
I know. I remember.
I, are there little bones on the plate by any chance?
Tons of little bones. Bello's already been going at this. He's been eating like a goose foot, so there are tons of bones.
That's true.
The foot?
Yeah.
He's a demon.
Yeah, a webbed foot.
That's true, Bello. I don't eat goose, but because of that, I've always been, curious. And do you mind if I just, like, take your plate and, like, give it a nice whiff?
Of course, Albie. You can smell anything of mine.
Oh, God.
Weird.
Nice. Albie takes the plate, and then she arranges three bones to make a little arrow, and the arrow is kind of pointing at Bodega, and she's, like, holding the plate in a way that it's tilted for only Bello to see.
Oh, good whiff. Thanks. Hey, Albie, do you still have to really go to the bathroom? Maybe...
Yeah, it didn't all go out the first time.
Bodega looks around. She says, something's different here. Something's wrong.
It's a good goose.
Well, I notice I've eaten a lot of that goose that I didn't remember taking a bite of.
Weird.
It's very weird. Very suspicious.
It must be fall off the bone tender.
He walks behind him to the front door of the house, and he closes it behind him.
Whoa!
Shit.
Oh, yeah, that's not what you said. You promised.
No, that's not what I said.
Press clippings of us.
Oh.
Well, I suppose the cat's out of the bag. And he moves his hand across his face, changing it and rearranging it. The man you see before you, his entire body changes as his clothes fall down, revealing a significantly thinner man. And he's... Oh my god, he's not a human at all. He's an elf, but not just any elf. He's a dark elf. He looks at you and says, well, that's right. My name is Carlito Master Bandit!
No!
Nobody run away from Carlito Master Bandit and live to tell the tale. You think you could run away from me, but I'm the master of disguise. I fool you. I fool all of you. Oh, I'm so good at disguising myself, making myself look like somebody else. I'm making myself look like this with a Bodega Dean Stanton character. Oh, you idiots. Oh, you're so stupid.
Bello reaches behind his back for the Blade of Eternal Slumbers. He realizes it's not there anymore. Curses!
Stir-Fry uses Assassinate.
Do it, man. Make an attack roll.
It's a critical fail.
So you go to Assassinate. Describe exactly what you do. It's not going to work, Stir-Fry.
Stir-Fry whips out his butcher knife and leaps towards Carlito. Mid-air, he pulls back his knife, and as he crests the top of his jump, he thrusts his knife forward straight towards Carlito.
And Carlito puts his hands together, and he claps them on either side of the butcher's knife, and he pulling it away from you. He takes the butcher's knife from you. He says, oh, no, 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 my friend. You fooled me once. Shame on you. Fooled me twice? Not gonna happen. I'm too smart. I've been training. I know all of your little tricks. I know all of your little ways. Nobody run away from Carlito Master Bandit. All I do, I try to have you help me. I just need a little help with my biggest spiders. And you run away. You railroad me into being a man who is not helped. I need a little bit of help. You run away from me. But I see you coming this time. And he brandishes the butcher's knife, Stir-Fry, and he's going to make an attack roll on you.
No,
let's hear about it. Nat 20.
Wow.
He doesn't know. I'll give you this, Stir-Fry. He doesn't know about the rule with the butcher's knife that if you intend to eat the person, that it does extra damage. So instead, he swipes you with the butcher's knife. What is the... I need the stats.
1d4 plus 5.
So that's 18 damage.
Okay.
He takes the butcher's knife and he slashes at you, Stir-Fry. Die! Die! You all are gonna die! You think Carlito Master Bandit is some sort of joke, but I'm a no joke. I'm the most strong and powerful man! I'm a master of disguise and I'm a master of carnage.
What did you do with Bodega?
Oh, nothing. you're so stupid. He'd never live. There's no such guy. I built this whole cottage to fool you. Painstakingly, I built a cottage in the woods.
I knew this world wouldn't allow so kind a man to exist. And Bello draws his scimitar.
Yeah, right. To draw your scimitar. I got a butcher's knife.
Bello is going to leap over the table and swing at Carlito.
Make an attack roll.
Yeah, that's a 19. Bello's just going to try and slash across his chest.
Go for it. It works. And what? Roll for damage.
4.
You slash across his chest for 4 damage. You cut open his loose, billowy shirt, revealing his chest. He's in pretty good shape. Yeah, that's right. I've been training up for all of you guys, and now it's time for all of you to die!
Hello, my faceless captor. I see you're holding a freshly delivered package. Is it new bedding from MiracleMaid.com? Yes! I confess, I crept upstairs, used your computer to order myself some Miracle Maid sheets, and came back down to my cell to wait for them. Yes, I suppose I could have contacted law enforcement, but I don't see what they can do about the quality of the traditional bed sheets you had in this dungeon. Why, your old sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat. But now with this... thank you. Set of Miracle Maid bedding, I can avoid the acne, allergies, and stuffy noses because Miracle Maid sheets are infused with silver that prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leading them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Not interested, eh? Very well. I shall just speak of miracle-made sheets to the walls. Maybe that my bride, captured in some other room, may hear. Those silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA don't just stop bacteria. They're thermoregulating and designed to keep you the perfect temperature all night long. So you get better sleep every night, even in here, a very poorly insulated basement. Miracle-made sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands.
No! They feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some five-star hotels!
My darling, you smashed the very wall down.
I felt the presence of our favorite sheets. How did you get them?
It was easy once I was able to go to trymiracle.com/rudetails to try miracle-made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo RUDETAILS at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle-Made. Go to trymiracle.com/RUDETAILS and use the code RUDETAILS to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off.
Again, that's trymiracle.com/rudetails to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, do you think you can get that door?
No, knocking down the wall made me tired. Give me those sheets, baby!
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. I think this is a good time for everyone to roll for initiative.
14. 12.
11.
19.
6.
A 17.
No.
All right, Surfrai, that's going to be your turn. You go first. What are you going to do? You just got cut. You just got fucked up bad, baby. That butcher's knife you've been using, it cut you.
Surfrai scurries to the corner. He's wounded not only from this fight, but still recovering from the 13 damage he took from those gliding strange men. He backs into a corner, taking out his crossbow as far away as he can, and fires.
Make an attack roll.
That is 13.
13, it's gonna miss. It goes right by Carlito Master Bandit, and it hits. Oh no, there's a painting of a snowy cottage. You hit the painting, shattering the painting. It wasn't framed, it wasn't glass, it was just a paper, and you shatter the paper.
Surfer uses his cunning action to hide behind the island, which was, I assume, what we were eating all around.
Yeah, there was an island. You hide behind the island in the, it's a nicer cottage than I thought it was. There's a little island, and you hide behind it. Carlito looks around and goes, ah, drat, he gone! And he's gonna toss the butcher's knife back and forth from hand to hand, looking around, and he's gonna look, and he's gonna see Cordelia, the biggest target in there, and say, a time for you to die! He's gonna make an attack roll on Cordelia. Cordelia, what's your AC?
13.
Ooh, he gets a 19.
Shit.
9 damage.
Shit.
Carlito Master Bandit jumps at you and he slashes you, Cordelia, and he says, a die! A die! That's for running away from me! Yeah!
Ouch!
It's Albie's turn. Albie, what are you gonna do?
She's going to do a quick series of attacks. She's going to kick with one leg, kick with the other, punch with her good hand, and with the skeletal hand, rake it across his face.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Ow! It's a roll for damage.
Okay.
These hit.
7.
Ow! What's the matter, you? Cordelia, it's your turn.
Is Bello hurt?
No.
Cordelia looks at Bello. Cheddar!
And time freezes, and Cheddar looks out at you. Whoa, what's going on? What's happening? That's not food.
She grabs Stir-Fry's knife out of Carlito's hand, and she runs to the table.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I thought we made it clean, I thought we were good.
She grabs the goose leg and runs to Bello and hands it to him.
What the fuck is up with, what is going on here?
I just want you to know that I care about you a lot.
Oh, wow.
And then she takes the butcher's knife, and she attacks Carlito.
I thought you were coming for me with the thing. Okay, yeah, great. So I eat this?
Hell yeah, man. Eat it. I'm busy.
Yeah, chop chop, motherfucker. Good luck. It seems like you got this.
She attacked
Yeah,
Carlito.
Make an attack roll on Carlito Master Bandit.
He's frozen. Can you just, like...
Good question.
I mean, make an attack roll on Carlito Master Bandit.
Oh, my God. 12.
12. That's going to miss. He's not moving at all. He is completely still, and you miss him. Cheddar looks at you and goes, oh, Cordelia, that fucking sucks.
Wait, this is possible, but I missed?
Well, I mean, you did it. You fucking tell me.
I don't know.
Oh, I mean, okay, you got a few seconds here. You know, you got a minute here while I'm in your friend.
Could I try again?
There's nothing to stop you.
Okay, she does.
Yeah, make it another attack roll.
Okay, now we're talking fucking an abomination 20.
An abominable 20.
Yes.
So you hit him for double damage.
Fuck yes. Okay, four.
There's going to be 1d4 plus 5 and then double that damage.
Okay, so 2 plus 5.
That's 7, as we all know, and 7 times 2 is 14.
14, baby.
So you do 14 damage to Carlito Master Bandit. Cheddar goes, all right, that is incredible.
Badass, thank you.
Absolutely.
Was it good?
The leg?
Would you like a cookie?
That's true. While I'm here, yeah.
She runs and gets him a cookie.
Oh, this is great.
Okay.
We never do this.
I know.
That's so nice.
Can I take another swing?
Why are you asking me? Yeah, you want, I mean, you're making your friend sick again, but whatever.
18.
18, that's going to hit.
Okay.
Roll for damage.
3, 5, 8
damage. Whoa, okay, yeah, see, this non-moving target, you're destroying him. I'm giving you front a headache.
Oh, okay, well, last time Bella passed out, I'm gonna do one more.
Sure, while you're here, why not, right?
She whiffs it. It's a 3.
Oh, wow. A non-moving target.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. And he zips out. You cut back and, Curly, Mamma Mia, I take all of this slashing damage from a mysterious origin. Why am I covered in cuts? DeBonesby, it's your turn.
Freddy leaps up into a squat on the table, sticks out his goblin tongue, whispers a magic word, and then bites down on it hard and sprays the blood into Carlito's face, blinding him with an improvised color spray.
Oh no! I've been blinded! I can't see nothing! I can't see any of my enemies! Oh, this little house that I built! I did build the house! I made the house! That's part of how I got so ripped in this time! Oh, I can't see! I'm covered in cuts! Oh no! It did the end of Carlito Masterminded! I hope not, obviously! It's Bello's turn!
How is Carlito looking?
Oh, very bad. He's covered in cuts. He's got blood in his eyes. He can't see anything. He's just waving what used to be the hand with Stir Fry's knife in it. He's clutching down at nothing. He is now unarmed.
How fucked up am I from Cheddar?
It hurts. I mean, yeah. I need you to make a... Thank you for reminding me. I need you to make a constitution roll for me.
That's a 5.
You're gonna take 4 damage.
Oh! It's like I never took that sip of plain tea.
Yeah, the tea is gone. The healing properties of the tea are completely gone.
Bello's gonna try and shake it off, and recognizing that Carlito is, like, on his last legs, he shouldn't have taken us all on at once. Bello's going to cast Entangle.
All right, you cast Entangle, and vines, creeping vines, move up from the floor of the forest. They break through the floorboards. Oh no, they're grabbing him. They're entangling Carlito Master Bandit. He's been restrained.
He looks like you've got foundation problems.
Well, now I do that you do. Oh, what the fuck is happening here? I can't see nothing. Oh no, isn't this the end of Carlito Master Bandit? It's a Stir Fry's turn. That's not looking good for me.
Stir Fry, not just...
Stirf, it's okay, he's restrained.
Good.
And he's blinded.
Good.
And he's bleeding out.
Stir Fry walks, weary step after weary step, dragging the crossbow behind him as close as he can to Carlito, and pulls that crossbow and puts it right into his gut. He looks straight into his eye and fires.
Make an attack roll with advantage.
It's a 19.
19, that's gonna hit. Roll for damage.
10.
Oh no! I feel a sharp pain in my gut, and suddenly I'm so hungry. Why am I so hungry? Oh no! Oh no! He pats around on his gut. He's like, my stomach! My stomach be shot out of my body! I'm using context clues! It must be pinned to the wall behind me! Oh, my precious stomach! Oh no! I use it it's disguised inside of me.
Stir Fry does not disengage, however, he falls towards the nearest wall and tries to lean in it, trying to support himself.
Carlito is going to reach out. He can't see anything. He's going to reach out to try to grab whoever it was that just shot him point blank in the gut. He's going to make a perception roll with disadvantage. I'm just going to have to take that crit fail. He reaches out, and he puts his hand into the hot burning tea. Oh no! Oh my beautiful hand! Oh no! It's a burning! It's a burning in a hot tea! Oh, now to put my other hand out, and maybe I'll be able to grab whoever it was that shot at that crossbow all the way and made my stomach get pinned to the wall. Now to put my other... Oh, it's moron! Oh, the hot coffee! Oh, the tea and the coffee! I can just tell from the temperatures that they're separate things! no, oh no, it's Alba's turn.
Okay,
I think we got him.
Thank you. Alba's gonna withdraw her rapier and stab in the same wound that Stir Fry just created.
Mm. Yeah, make an attack roll.
16.
That hits.
Eight damage.
Eight damage? Mm-hmm. So you stick your rapier into the hole. There's no stomach to stop you. It goes out through the other end. But because you do eight damage, you sort of, you like wiggle it
yeah,
around
wiggle
in there.
Around a little bit.
Oh no, my very insides. Oh no, my small intestine, my large intestine, which I prefer to the small intestine. Oh no, my appendix, which I never got taken out. Oh, the irony. Oh, the irony. Oh, it's a Cordelia's turn.
Cordelia steps up to Carlito. And she thrusts Stir Fry's knife right in his face. What are the secrets of disguise?
Oh, no. I never reveal the secrets of disguise, no matter what you do to me. And because I cannot see, I have no idea how in which way you are threatening me. I will take these secrets to my grave, far away that might be.
She pokes the knife a little into his neck.
Oh, now I can tell that you have a knife poked into my neck.
That's right.
You'll have to kill me. I take these secrets to my grave. Nobody know how I disguise myself, and that is my final fuck you.
What if we don't kill you? What if we just leave you here alive, tied up?
You're not gonna do that. You're gonna kill me.
Hours, days of agony.
You're gonna... Well, then I'll find a way in here. I'll wander around and I'll get myself killed. I'll kill myself. I'll go out on my own terms. Carlito Master Bandit wins again. That'll be me. No, I never tell you. You'll have to torture me to get it out of me. And even then, you won't get it out of me. You'll simply have tortured a man.
She applies weight.
Oh, it hurt on the neck. It hurt on the neck. Oh, no. Please, 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 please. It's all in the voice.
Enough force to make an attack.
Yeah, with advantage.
I got a 22.
You got a 22?
Yeah.
You get a knife to his neck,
yeah.
And you just press it forward. You're just slicing into his neck. You go, oh, no, it's all in the voice. Well, now I kind of do the voice because you're cutting through my vocal cords. Okay, you got to kill me at this point. And at this point, it's got to be a mercy kill. What you are doing is a deeply evil thing.
Well, I have 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage? You cut through. You sever his vocal cords. He's gesticulating wildly. His hands are moving. Oh, my, the saucy way his hands are moving.
I liked Bodega better anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bonesby's turn.
It seems that you all have the swelling hands, so I'm just going to sip some of this healing tea because of what I just did to my tongue.
And Frederick sips some tea.
All right, it is Bello's turn.
Bello crosses to Stir Fry, and he leans down and places his hands on Stir Fry's chest. He says, get better! And green healing wisps encircle Stir Fry's head and charge him with life-giving force.
Thank you, Bello. Thank you, Bello. Thank you, Bello, my brother.
Stir Fry, it's your turn.
Hey, Cordelia, my knife!
She throws it.
He catches it mid-step as he goes forward again and thrusts it into the side of his head. You thrust a knife into the side of Carlito Master Bandit's head and make an attack roll with advantage!
That is... That's 25.
So you know that's gonna hit. Now roll for damage.
That is a 6 damage.
6 damage into the head! Stir Fry.
Describe your kill.
Stirfry thrusts his knife into Carlito Master Bandit's head. He feels every millimeter of that knife enter his brain, and he, as the handle reaches the skin, he twists and twists and twists 360 degrees around and again and again and again, like a spinulator friend he has who just healed him. He spins again and again and again, like he's revving an engine, again and again and again and again, until suddenly the head's on the ground, again and again and again and again, until he pulls it out, licking the blade clean.
It is Carlito Master Bandit's turn, which he does not use because he is dead. You have beheaded him, and you hollowed out the inside of his head. That is a dead man. Congratulations, you have killed the greatest foe yet, Carlito Master Bandit.
Yay!
Stir Fry falls to his knees, kneeling over Carlito. I'm so fucking tired. If everyone fucking with us. When we go to hell, we'll kill everyone who ever followed us, whoever gave us the fucking time, whoever tried to give us a time of day. We'll kill everyone, and we friends, will never have a problem again. I am tired of this! We'll kill Mother, we'll kill the Dean, we'll kill whoever fucking talked to us on that weird screen. I am tired of being fucked with all the goddamn time!
Cordelia is, like, right next to Stir Fry, and she gets so excited. And she goes, Stir Fry, do you want to kill him again?
Yes! Yes, baby.
She puts 2 coins on his eyes so they meet him in hell.
Great, yeah, you put the coins on Carlito Master Bandit's eyes! His soul had been floating up. He had a little harp. He was going up to heaven. He was going up, he was making it! You put those coins on his eyes and his soul is sucked back down to hell!
And then she kneels next to Stir Fry and gives him a mug of coffee. You earned it.
Don't talk to me. I've had my coffee.
Albie's looking around the house and she sees paintings of like snowmen and decorated evergreen trees.
It's a winter wonderland.
And she's like, did he paint all of these?
Yeah, he's got a deft hand.
Yeah, make a perception roll.
Oh no. 14?
You see a little Carlito Master Bandit signature in the bottom right corner of every painting. Oh no, Albie. He wasn't just a creature of hatred in disguise. He was also a painter, one of God's noblest people.
Oh, man. Albie's trying to collect her breath, and then she thinks about the last time we met Carlito, he had a bunch of spiders. Do you think he still has a bunch of spiders that we could, like, feed to Mother or something? Or would that be a
you think terrible idea?
But what if she was grossed out by spiders?
I think she wanted a lot of similar genetic material. I think if we give her a lot of spiders, we're going to create a lot of problems for ourselves.
Okay.
But just at that, you hear a scuttling behind one of the closed doors. It sounds like many, many legs. In fact, 8 legs, many times over. And big, 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 big. Oh no, what's behind that door? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
No! Albie's going to rush towards the door and try to, like, force it closed.
Yeah, you hear on the other side...
She turns to her friends. Ah, what do we do? What do we do?
Open the door, Albie.
You want to talk to the spider?
Yes.
Okay. She's going to open the door.
Okay. The spider. Yeah, there's an enormous tarantula. There's a dire tarantula on the other end, which it just... And it begins crawling forward towards you. It is in attack mode.
Oh, fuck.
What did you think would happen when you did that?
I thought we would ride them.
That'd be badass.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Bello speaks in spider. He says, your cruel master is dead. You're free.
The spider speaks. Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean my cruel master is dead?
He wished to cook you and eat you.
He did not wish to cook us and eat. He was a good man, a fair man.
Bello holds up a book he pulls off a shelf.
Uh-huh.
And he says, see this book? It's called To Cook Spider.
Well, yeah, to cook for spider, yeah.
No, to cook a spider, to eat.
It's a cookbook.
You know how he's fed you so well all those years?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He was fattening you up.
What do you mean? You mean when he served me my fallen brothers? That was not so good?
No.
Oh, no.
You were nothing more than a Christmas goose to him.
I comprehend, of course.
But we free you. You're good to go.
Well, then I'll follow my dream and my passions of eating a child. Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.
He crawls on the ceiling, and he breaks out of the window. And goes, ah, yeah, and now I'm going to eat a child. I'm going to eat a little kid, and I'm going to tell everybody who sent me. The child's blood is on their hands and not mine. I'm a wild animal after all, and I cannot be blamed. Here's a child right here. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Too late. The child is dead. I cannot be stopped.
What did he say?
He thanked me for freeing him.
Was that door the same door that had all of the clippings?
No, that was a different door.
Okay. I think we should get rid of the clippings before we go, just to make sure that nobody else finds them, you know?
Great. Cordelia takes the key off the molding. Mm-hmm. She opens the door again, and she casts Burning Hands.
Oh, the room catches immediately. Oh, my God. There's all this dry newspaper in there. It catches very, very quickly. Whoops. The whole room goes up.
Whoopsies.
Flames along the ceiling.
Move
Let's
it,
get
people.
Out of here.
Yeah, they run outside.
You run outside of the burning building into the teenage woods.
Bello clanks carrying mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have your little tease, and into the teenage woods you go. And you run, forward, forward, and forward, until you crest a hill. And as you crest the hill, the camera. Remember the camera?
Mm-hmm.
How could you forget? The fifth lady of Rude Tales of Magic. The camera tilts down to reveal a beautiful and expensive multi-plane shot of the entire soaking valley stretched out in front of you. It's just as you remember it. If you remembered it completely incorrectly, an eerie blue light shines out from the valley like a cruel parody of dawn. Enormous, glowing blue vines stretch across the tops of the buildings, pulsating with strange magics. An immense, bioluminescent circulatory system has overtaken the entire town, like weeds reclaiming an abandoned gas station. A large wooden sign next to you reads, "The Soaking Valley." The word valley has been crossed out, and in glowing blue blood, the word mother has been scrawled. Welcome, heroes, to the Soaking Mother!
Hello, me again. If that just happened, okay, cast list, where do we have, okay, here we go. That was Allie Fisher as Cordelia, Carly Minardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick de Bonesby, Joe Lepore as Bellow, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else, even me. That's right, I know I'm fake. Root Tales of Magic is produced by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse and by Bucket of Milk. Edited, sound designed, and scored by Sam Grant. Give it up. With additional sound design from Michael Gelfi. And a huge thanks to our gods in heaven, Tyler Button and Sydney and Benjamin Paul. See you next time, grave freaks. Same rude time, same rude play. It's tricky, isn't it? Because the nature of podcasts, who knows where you'll be when you listen? But you get the gist of what I'm trying to say here, right? Unless, maybe not. Maybe you're stupid. A lot of our listeners are stupid. Good night, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.